Our second scripture reading is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. And I invite you again to hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because He was before me.'" From His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So author G.K. Chesterton once wrote, "There is no more dangerous or disgusting habit than that of celebrating Christmas before it comes." There is no more dangerous or disgusting habit than that of celebrating Christmas before it comes. His reason for saying this is not what you'd think. He goes on to write, "It is the very essence of a festival," which is what Christmas is. It's a holy festival. "The very essence of a festival that it breaks upon one brilliantly and abruptly, that at one moment the great day is not, and the next moment the great day is. Up to a certain specific instant, you are feeling ordinary and sad, for it is only Wednesday. At the next moment, your heart leaps up and your soul and body dance together like lovers, for in one burst and blaze, it has become Thursday." The idea being that holy festivals like Christmas should surprise us. They should catch us off guard. The prolonged build up to Christmas, which should start in just a couple of months now, honestly, that prolonged build up, it can dull us to the full impact of the good news of that day. I mean, if you celebrate Christmas for months, when the day finally comes, it can be just another day. So if that's the case, then why are we celebrating Christmas in June? Because I guarantee you that you did not come to worship today expecting to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It surprised you. It caught you off guard. And so maybe in this unexpected Advent, when we're not preoccupied with wrapping presents and preparing meals and getting the house ready, maybe in this time, we can focus on what that day is really about. When I first started seminary, I had to go to classes over the summer to learn how to read, write, and speak Greek. That's the language the New Testament was originally written in, so that's what they started us out with. So for 10 weeks, I went to class every morning for 3 hours and studied Greek. And I remember at first how overwhelming it all was. I opened my textbook in my Greek New Testament and I saw all these strange words and letters that kind of looked familiar but didn't really make any sense to me. And I knew that there was a pattern in there somewhere, and I trusted that at some point I'd figure it out and I would get the hang of it. But I just remember going back to my room that first day and thinking, what in the world have I gotten myself into? This doesn't make any sense. How am I ever going to do this? And I remember spending 5 hours that first day just trying to learn the alphabet. Living a life of faith can be a lot like trying to learn Greek. You know, it's right there in front of us, but we can't always piece it together and make sense out of it. Sometimes we read the Bible and we feel like we're reading a completely different language. We know that there's a pattern in there somewhere, and we hope that at some point it will become clear and make sense to us, but sometimes it seems totally overwhelming. I mean, how do you learn God? How do you know God? A lot of people say that we can know there is a God and understand God through nature. We can look at the natural world and see God. We can be connected to God through what God has created. I mean, have you ever seen an incredible sunset where the sky just explodes in pink and red and orange and purple, and you have this feeling inside like you are witnessing something that God has done? Or you look through a telescope or at pictures from the Hubble telescope at these impossibly beautiful images of planets and stars and galaxies and nebulas, and you get this feeling like this cannot be an accident. This has to be the work of God's own hand creating and designing the universe. This shows us that God exists. Scripture talks about this. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God. The sky proclaims God's handiwork." And in today's reading from John, all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Creation is just so amazing and awe-inspiring and beautiful that it bears witness to the glory of God. We can look at the world and the universe around us and know that God exists. But here's the problem. Looking at creation and trying to understand anything about God other than the fact that God exists is like trying to read Greek. You see all these things going on, all these pieces of the puzzle, but you can't quite put them together and make sense out of them to form the larger picture. Creation tells us that there is a God, but it doesn't tell us a whole lot about God. It's like John says, the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. After about 4 weeks of Greek school that summer, something happened. We were getting ready to finish class for the day when our professor said to us, "I want you to take out your Greek New Testaments and open up to page 312 and tell me what you see." So I did that. I got it out, opened it up, I looked at it, and I saw en arche en ho logos, kai ho logos en pros ton theon, kai theos en ho logos. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was this passage from John that we read this morning. It's like all of a sudden, all of those strange symbols made sense, and they came together to say something that I could understand. It's like a light came on, and I could read Greek. This thing that seemed so impossible to me before, I was actually doing. But it wasn't because it just made sense on its own. It wasn't because I just looked at it long enough that I figured it out. It was because someone showed me how. Someone taught it to me and helped me understand. Someone opened it up to me. And that's how God works. We don't just learn about God and get God from looking at the world around us. It takes more than that to know God. It takes someone showing us. It takes someone teaching us and helping us understand. And that someone is God. God revealed God's own self to us. God showed us who God is. And God did that by becoming one of us in Jesus Christ. Years ago, Jen and I drove to Arkansas to visit some friends. And this was before everyone had GPS on their phones or in their cars. So I printed out directions from the internet to help us get there. We drove for 11 hours, so it was a long day. But when we finally got off the interstate to get to their house, we realized that the directions were missing a step. There was a turn that wasn't in there. Somehow we forgot to copy that over. And so we didn't know where to go. We'd come all this way, but we couldn't get the rest of the way to their house because we didn't know how. So I called up my friend and said, "We're sitting at a gas station at this intersection, and I have no idea where to go." And he said, "I know exactly where you are. Stay right there. I'll come get you." A few minutes later, he drives up, and we follow him the rest of the way to their house. That is just like what God did. We could look at the world around us and only get part of the way to God. We could only figure out so much. We couldn't get the rest of the way to knowing and understanding God because we didn't know how. So God said, "I will come to you and show you the way." We were lost in darkness. We couldn't see the way to God. So God shined light into our darkness and showed us how to get there. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory. God came to us in Jesus Christ to lead us out of darkness and show us who God is and what God is like. God said, "I am going to become one of you so that you can know me." It's like John writes, "No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who has made him known to us." This is why Christmas is so important. It was on Christmas that God revealed God's self to us in Jesus Christ to show us what God is like and what God wants us to be like. This is why we should think about Christmas and celebrate Jesus' birth more than once a year. It's a reminder that we're not just left on our own to seek God and figure God out. God sought us. We're not just left alone to figure out life and faith in this world. God came to us and showed it to us. God came into the darkness of the world and the darkness of our lives and showed us who God is so that we could see and understand, so that we could have light in our darkness. Jesus' birth shows us that God wants us to know God. God wants to be in relationship with us so that we can come to know what God has created us for. Why are we here? As much as we look at and study the natural world, the universe around us, that is the one question that we cannot answer on our own. The real meaning of Christmas is not just a once-a-year thing. Christmas is the story of God coming into the kind of world where we live every single day. It's the story of God coming into a world where there is sickness and death and war and injustice and poverty and hatred and despair. Not just 2,000 years ago, but today. The darkness back then is the same darkness we still live in today. The promise of Isaiah is the same promise that we still need to hear today. War turned to peace. Freedom from burdens and oppression. People living in a land of deep darkness, seeing the light of justice and righteousness. With the birth of Jesus, God is with us. And there is hope that things can be different, that we can be different, that our world can be different. There's hope that with God's help, we can find our way through the darkness. God comes to us and shows us how, so that we can be the ones who turn war to peace and work for justice and righteousness, removing the yoke of burden from across people's shoulders and breaking the rods of the oppressors, the instruments that keep people down, that keep them from really living. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He's come to illuminate the world. But then Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. So let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven." That's why we're celebrating Christmas in June. It's to be reminded that God is with us, not just one day, but every day. And that no matter what darkness surrounds us in this world, in our lives, God has not left us alone to figure out the way. God came to us in Jesus Christ to lead us through the darkness so that we can shine light to the world. And God will keep on teaching us, leading us, revealing God's self to us in new ways every day through the power of the Holy Spirit, God's presence with us now. The light shines in the darkness, not just on one special day, but every day, because the darkness will never overcome it. May it shine in us and through us. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas. Show us what this means for us, Lord, that you have come among us to live, to teach, to heal. Illuminate our hearts and minds, our souls, our lives, that we could see and understand how you are calling us to live out this good news in the world today. We praise you and thank you, God, for coming to us in Jesus Christ, for showing us the way to you. Help us show that way to others. Help us to proclaim the good news to this world that we are not alone, that we live in your world, and that you are with us. We give you thanks for the light that you have brought into the world. We give you thanks that you have entrusted that light to us to shine forth to others in Jesus' name. Amen.